Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Ever feel like your mind's running a marathon while you're just trying to get through your to-do list? You know that feeling when you're staring at a screen, but your thoughts are miles away on some random tangent about what to have for dinner or that thing your neighbor's dog did last week? Yeah, me too. It happens all the time. But guess what? There's a superpower we all have access to that can help us reclaim our focus and actually get stuff done. Mindfulness. Now, before you click off thinking this is some hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo, stick with me for a second. Mindfulness isn't about becoming a meditating monk on a mountaintop, though. Hey, if that's your jam, go for it. It's about training your brain to be more present, more aware, and ultimately, more in control. And trust me, that's a game-changer. So, what are some key takeaways from this mindfulness thing? First up, let's talk about paying attention to the now. I know it sounds obvious, but seriously, how often do you find yourself dwelling on the past or stressing about the future? Your mind is constantly replaying that embarrassing moment from last week, or worrying about a presentation you have next month. Mindfulness helps you break free from those thought loops and ground yourself in the present moment. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a superpowered computer, but it's got a tendency to get overloaded with information. Mindfulness is like hitting the refresh button, clearing out the clutter so you can actually focus on what's important right now. Second, notice your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's okay to have those negative or anxious thoughts, they are part of being human. But instead of letting them take over, mindfulness encourages you to observe them like clouds passing by. Acknowledge them, but don't get caught up in them. Think about it like watching a movie. You can enjoy the story without becoming emotionally invested in every single character or plot twist. Third, practice mindful breathing. This doesn't have to be some complicated yoga technique. Just take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of your breath entering and leaving your body. It's amazing how simply focusing on your breath can calm your nervous system and bring you back to center. Remember that feeling when you're laughing so hard you can barely breathe? That's mindfulness in action. You're fully present in the moment, absorbed in the experience. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Seriously, this is a big one. We all have good days and bad days, and it's important to remember that progress isn't always linear. If you find your mind wandering or feeling overwhelmed, don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment and start fresh. Think of mindfulness as a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. And finally, make mindfulness a part of your daily routine. You don't need hours of dedicated meditation time, even a few minutes each day can make a big difference. Try incorporating mindful moments into your everyday activities, like eating, walking, or showering. Pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, and sensations around you. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and emails, feeling that familiar surge of stress. Your mind starts racing, thoughts about unfinished tests spiraling out of control. Suddenly, you remember the power of mindfulness. Take a deep breath, noticing the rise and fall of your chest. Feel the tension in your shoulders ease as you focus on your breath. Let go of those frantic thoughts and gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. Maybe even listen to the song that always puts you in a good mood, or take a quick walk around the block, paying attention to the sounds and sights around you. Bim. You're back on track, feeling calmer and more focused. So remember, folks. Mindfulness isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a powerful tool for navigating the chaos of life. By practicing awareness, acceptance, and kindness towards yourself, you can unlock a world of clarity, focus, and inner peace. It's like having your own personal superpower to conquer stress and live a more fulfilling life. Now, go out there and reclaim your focus. Share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of mindfulness, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay calm, controlled, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.